Model apartment block. The pavilion of the Czechoslovak Verkbund. Architect, Josef Havlicek. Construction, 1928.
During the post-war period, apartment blocks attracted the attention of architects, as the construction of houses was not a viable solution to the shortage of accommodation. The left-wing Prague architect Josef Havlicek pursued the concept of an ideal block of flats, and in 1928 designed the model apartment block in the Brno Exhibition Centre. 2 years later, in response to a survey carried out by Tvorba magazine, which highlighted the issue of accommodation for the poorer social classes, he designed a collective house, or kol dom, with Karel Honzík. The plan of the collective house was similar to that of the apartment block built in the Brno Exhibition Centre. There, Havlicek was able to put his ideas into practice, even though his kol dom never materialised. However, the model apartment block in the Brno Exhibition Centre cannot be viewed as a credible experiment in the field of cheap housing. Rather, the building was a temporary exhibit, which is confirmed by the fact that the ferro-concrete frame soon had to be reinforced as it was of poor quality. The apartment building was to be part of a block, consisting of seven buildings of the same kind in three variants, including services, shops and garages. Each building would contain 70 to 80 flats, six of them with four rooms, 12 with three rooms, and 40 to 50 smaller flats.
Both frontages are visually unified. The one facing Krzyżkowskiego Street is vertically segmented with a broad and shallow bay window, which preserves the continuity of the horizontal belt of windows across the façade. There are four balconies on the sides offsetting the bay, and the whole construction appears balanced due to this composition. In contrast, the frontage overlooking the exhibition centre is plain, with only a narrow entrance with a staircase and an advertising banner. Despite efforts to keep costs to a minimum, the terrace was originally supposed to feature plants and shrubbery, showers, and a sand and sun spa. The basement housed a laundry room, an ironing room, and a drying room.
After reconstruction in 1973, the function of the building changed from residential to administrative, and the building has served this purpose ever since. The facade facing the street has remained virtually unchanged, while on the frontage facing the exhibition centre, the side terraces with pergolas that once aesthetically lightened the volume of the building were walled in, and the entrance to the building on the same side was modified as well.